what I'll do is just explain a little bit about it before we actually get into just playing a little bit. What I've been trying to do is explore the way that value is created within the sort of art system. And that's not just economic value, it's also aesthetic value, critical value, conceptual value. And I've been quite a keen poker player for a number of years, and I kind of started thinking about what happens in poker, which is a combination of risk-taking, skillful play in a sort of uncertain environment. And I've been thinking about how that might sort of be relevant to thinking about art practice. And so I started thinking about poker as a medium for exploring those three elements. But then I've actually become now, very recently, really in the last few days, more interested in thinking about, or in addition to that, thinking about how value is created, because poker is a game of value. And obviously, in the sort of wider art world, there's a lot of discussion about value. So just sort of explain, there's quite a lot going on the table, and nobody needs to understand poker to follow what we're going to talk about. This isn't about poker at all. So the way that this is eventually going to be situated in a gallery in a kind of live environment in about 2 months' time, and what we're going to do is actually invite collectors and artists to actually play the game in the gallery live. But the process leading up to that will be quite interesting, because within the gallery, as well as this game, there will be works from other artists who are looking at the whole sort of skill, risk and chance kind of paradigm that I'm exploring. And so we're going to invite those artists to actually play at the table with collectors. So one of the things that we're going to look at is how value is created, and that will be before the game's played. So we're going to set up, we're calling it the Valuation Committee, which would be quite an interesting thing, where the artist will come along with the work and there will be a discussion, not of an economic kind, but we'll be looking at sort of, you know, the critical aspects of the work, what ideas are being explored, the aesthetic issues, and actually reaching some kind of judgment as a committee. Which I think in itself would be quite a problematic process, but it's something that we aim to do. So there'll be about 10 different artists' work that we'll be looking at, and a statement will be produced. And that statement will actually then be attached to the artwork that goes into the game. The next stage will be that the artist will meet the committee, and there will then be a discussion about the actual economic value of the work. And that will probably be an extremely problematic discussion, I'm guessing, but it may not be. But we're expecting that there may be a total breakdown. We don't know. So, in fact, in a way, we're actually assuming that some of the artists will be abstaining from the game. That's a possible position that people might take. But having sort of hopefully, and so we don't know what will happen at any point in all of this. What will hopefully happen is that we'll have some valuations, and obviously the valuations will be based around both the critical reception of the work, but also we'll be looking at the obvious stuff like market value and so on. So I mean, that will obviously come into play in the discussion. And so we start the game with artists who exchange their work, and we've got this thing called the house, which runs the game. So artists will exchange their work for chips equal to the valuation. And so the game starts in quite an unequal way, because you'll have artists who, you know, typically student artists who might not have established any kind of market for their work. So probably, unless they are able to argue in a particularly obscure way during the committee discussion, that the student might have less chips, whereas the rich and famous artist obviously might have more chips. But I mean, that's obviously quite representative of what happens within the arts system. And then we have collectors, different types of collectors. Now, we don't really know who will turn up to this game in the gallery in a couple of months, but this is entirely a kind of schematic representation of how it might operate. So this isn't a work, this is sort of an idea at this stage. So the way that the work will function in this sort of live environment is people will play hands of poker, the idea being that what poker allows people to do is to reposition themselves relative to the other people. So, you know, if you win a hand of poker, you get more chips, so that increases your presence at the table, and that will affect the way that you then can have discussions over the buying and selling of art. So the idea is that after every four or five hands of poker, there'll be a buying and selling opportunity where collectors can buy art from the house at market, and then it becomes involved in the system. It can then, after that, collectors can sell to each other. Artists can actually buy work if they become very wealthy through being good at the game. They can actually purchase work themselves and become collectors. There's a lot of different situations that can happen over the course of the game. So it's basically a kind of experiment to better understand a lot of the processes that occur in terms of the creation of value and how value is accrued and diminished when actually operating in the market. So that's kind of, hopefully, I did write down various things, but hopefully that sort of gives you some idea of how it might work. And I thought maybe we could play a hand just to give you an example of how, you know, a situation might develop. So I can grab should we grab some chairs and just have a go? So I mean, obviously, this might be 5 or 6 hours into a game, and so all we're going to do is sort of show you a snapshot. It's quite weird actually playing poker in a convener, but why not? Shall I deal?
You deal.
Yeah. So you beat small blind.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. So my dealing's a bit dodgy.
I wonder if we shouldn't open it up to discussion while you're playing.
Oh, sure. Well, the hand will take about 2 or 3 minutes, okay. So, I mean, it'll be fast. Or we could, we do that? Yeah,
well.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean, what I didn't want to get into was a discussion about how to play poker. It's more the implications of... But, I mean, essentially, I've started off... I mean, I shouldn't really tell you what I've got.
No, just play.
Okay. You can see what he's got there.
Yeah, that's
cool. That's rule number one.
People can come behind and lie and have a look. So, and it's actually over to you, isn't it? So Ali's made a bet. That kind of indicates strength. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to lie. I think I'm going to match that, actually. And I'm actually going to raise it because I'm feeling strong.
So it's another half reading. I mean, you're guessing what you've got, and he's guessing what you've got.
This is an artwork that I already, I'm a collector,
that's
I've already
part
bought
of your
an art.
Chippy thing.
Yeah, so I've bought an artwork.
Yeah.
I should just say that artwork.
You could put that on the table, could you?
Yeah, you can.
You could risk that.
Yeah, you can stake artwork in this game. And this is also a performance, so there's a whole issue about, at every point, like, how do you, you know, the commodifiability of work will be a major issue on this, because we're...
See, there's that bit, there's a paragraph in there that does mention it. Because I kind of sometimes may possibly do stuff like that, I don't see the problem with it.
Sure.
Because I read that and I can see that this woman is selling love or giving love.
Yeah.
And stuff, and that's obviously happening. And she'll get her, you know, if you're a collector... You might buy a piece of her clothing or whatever.
Yeah. So there'll be absolutely there'll be a discussion.
There's a value in everything I see.
Sure.
But carry on playing.
Okay.
Are you betting?
So I've just raised.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so you've called.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So
let's roll.
Okay. This is where it all gets really interesting now. So that's called the flop.
So it's
you, yeah, so you can check or bet.
Right. I'll make a bet.
So that's a fairly small bet.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got that many chips.
So. You better maybe you should go all in.
I mean, in a normal poker game, there wouldn't usually be this kind of banter back and forth. There would be a
sometimes there is, yeah. I mean, it depends.
Well, in one which is serious, when there are heavy stakes, like there wouldn't be this kind of conversation. Well,
sometimes there is, because it's all part of the psychology. I mean, if you look at TV games, they often do this sort of psyching.
Okay, I think that's a different kind of representation of the poker game.
Yeah.
You know, when you see it and, like, you know, you can win a washing machine.
Sure.
Or, you know, as opposed to...
But you can win that much. Well,
maybe you can.
Well, you're not really winning art here. As an artist, you're trying to sell your art. And as a collector, you're trying to buy art. That's what's going on in this.
But I think it can be more like, it can be more fluid than that.
Yeah.
Because you can walk, true. I mean, like those, you know, you kind of have to think about the fact that it's all going into like a real world context, as it were. So you're coming away with, you know, you could, as a sort of whatever student artist, come away with four different bits of art, and one of them's made by, let's say, the famous artist Damien Hirst. And that's like a whole different thing as opposed to just it being an opportunity for you to come and sell your work and a collector to buy.
And you, we were talking earlier, in fact, like as a student artist, it would actually be quite helpful to lose a piece of art to the institutional collector, because that would actually be a very useful thing as a student artist if an institutional collector became aware of your work. So it kind of, it's playing, there's a lot of different things.
Or is it like taking any sort of position for or against it?
It's not really taking a position at the moment. It's an exploration, an experiment.
You do start out saying that you wanted to explain
No, I don't. If I said that, I didn't mean to communicate that, because for me, it's very much an exploration. It's trying to understand, for me anyway, how value is created and the economy of value, how value flows.
But by saying it's like by doing it with poker, I mean, the metaphor for me, maybe I'm just being too simplistic, but the metaphor is very clear to me. Like, the cards mean nothing, and people put their lives on them. And everything is a lot of poker, and nothing is nothing.
A good player actually, generally speaking, doesn't bluff very often.
But the value isn't created in the poker game, but in the evaluation in the start. So everything gets done there and that.
Yes.
So
the poker is merely a way of changing or the value to flow around the system. That's all it does. It doesn't create value. The value is created by the valuation.
Who are these people?
Don't know. Perhaps.
Well, you know.
Do you want to be on the valuation committee then?
Yeah. No. No.
Do you think the game needs to actually be enacted? Or I wonder, like, when it was actually set up and there was this kind of sense of a still life or mise-en-scene or something like this, I wonder how it shifts if it's actually played, if it does, and if a new kind of meaning is created, or if it isn't enough for us to kind of come upon it as a proposition. I don't know if there's an answer to that, but that's something that
I don't know, because in a way we have to start playing it to really understand whether or not there's something else. But I mean, the mere fact, when we were talking about the fact that you can stake art, that's really interesting, because the art's already been valued, but if you stake art compared to if you stake chips, there's some kind of difference.
So wouldn't it be better if we put the evaluation comment away and only play with art?
Then
somebody puts an artwork up and you don't actually know if it's a high or a low hand. It depends on what people.
So then value is created internally.
Yeah.
And it would, maybe it's worth more for you than it is for him. There it's getting a bit.
So you think an economy where there's purely art, you think, and no.
Instead of chips.
The evaluation committee may have their own interest in the poker.
Exactly.
So why not just integrate them in the game? Because they are in the game, and you know that when they buy...
Well, the valuation committee are associated with the house, which is a kind of supra is a sort of institute, which I kind of see as a bit of an institutional.
But the institution does play also in the game.
That's true.
Maybe
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really sort of worked out exactly what the status of the house is, but it's certainly at the moment anyway, separate or it administers.
Do you see that in the art market there is a higher being?
No.
Sets them off.
I don't know if there's a higher being or a single higher being.
Because that's what this is saying, that there is a set of pricing,
yeah.
And then as the market progresses or sensitivity or whatever, then value changes.
Mm.
But these are all known quantities, aren't they? Like what you're talking about, like one can understand the structures of the art world or of an economy, things like that, and one can study it. And I'm wondering what the game, as you've constructed it, or how you can continue to construct it and develop it, that would move it away from what we know, you know, from what we know the system to be,
yeah.
to enable it to become something new, to generate a new kind of meaning. And I was thinking about someone like Lewis Hyde, who wrote that book, The Gift. I don't know if you know it.
I don't know.
And if not, you should whenever we're finished and get it.
Right.
And it's a really wonderful, he has a really wonderful theory that creativity is something that no matter what happens, value, that will always resist value.
Mm.
That it is, it's the one thing in the world. And I wonder what this, how this can actually embrace that in a way and not resist it.
Well, it's I see it as a bit of a testing though, it's a testing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm wondering, in the structure of the game, if you've got it, how it tests it and how it doesn't just give it material form, which we can find in various ways.
I think like that's...
I can't help but think there's a lot of chance involved here as well.
Well, that's completely intentional, in fact. And I think that actually...
It's like, you know, you get lucky and you don't, and you lose.
Well, actually, with poker, what happens is that chance is very important in the short term, but over the longer term, as you play more and more hands... skill starts predominating, so there's a kind of inverse relationship between chance and
so are you interested in statistics?
It's not my main sort of interest, but I mean I'm kind of aware of that kind of thing, and I'm wondering whether that's sort of relevant to art practice or development of art practice in some slightly more abstract sense.
I think there's something like kind of like sort of related to what you both said, because I think, like, the way that it's been set up so far, like, there's, on the one hand, there's this, like, real bureaucracy about it, like, the valuation committee, the kind of, like, statistics and the fact that, you know, you price a work and it's, like, all these ideas, like, you know, you're saying creativity get kind of quantified. But then I wonder, like, in the actual playing of the game, like, what is, like, how are people going to feel about putting an artwork down as opposed to... you know, and as opposed to chips, or the fact that, you know, you're going to put an artwork into this field, which is completely kind of based on, like, very kind of, like, bureaucratic kind of ideas. And I kind of think that maybe that's just the kind of thing that you might only really get a real feel for if the game is actually played.
Most definitely. I don't think we know at this point what will happen. I think there's a lot of potentialities that we haven't even thought of.
Have you seen any of Paul Noble's games?
No, which sounds like another thing I should look at.
I mean, there's a show called Abracadabra, probably about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, at the Tate Room. And it was a really big show all about artists and games. And Paul Noble made a whole load of games.
Right.
About the art world and about analogising between them. So, people have to still get them.
Right, I'll definitely look
at it. And there's another female artist. She holds this game again in ICA last month.
Right.
This is called Mind Game. And people are gambling with you're using art piece, and they're using words.
Words?
Yeah, and it's a game developed about 20 years ago. And she played it again and tried to develop what is fairness and like that. And the interesting point is that people on the table, they can discuss and try to buff people. So to make it not that mechanical. But after all, it's all based on game theory. And game theory is, it's a discipline. And when it comes to art, you know, it seems that you're trying to clear cut two things. It's the value of art itself and upmarket.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is,
do you think I'm conflating those, or you think, is that what you're saying?
Do you think that this upmarket is just based on the game theory?
No, I'm thinking that by exploring the art market through the game, it might give us insights that I can't say what they are at the moment, because we haven't, literally, this has come together in the last couple of days, and we haven't played a game yet, so we don't know what will happen, but I see it as a kind of experiment that may well throw up some things. Maybe we should...
Originally, I used to choose by the conceit, because it's because you play the game of poker, and it has certain results, that doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be reflecting the art market.
I just don't know, because I think, as I say, it's something that we have to try, and then we'll see what comes up. But just from like thinking about it and doing and trying a little bit, it does seem to be, I think, the way that different players are able to diminish or enhance their position through having more chips illustrates a lot of the things that I've already noticed in the art market, or just when talking to people.
It's just that kind of the way that you kind of position what your intentions of the work is kind of reinforces the idea that an artwork can be quantified into kind of, you put an idea of what you want the intention to be, and then you'll get a certain thing out of it.
Well, it does. It tests. I mean, it's in order to get involved in the game, you have to go through the process of evaluation. So that will actually then that will test this proposition, because I think for some artists they may.
No, but I mean, like the point that you're saying that it will test this. Surely that's kind of not necessarily with the specific artworks, but with this piece itself, by saying that you will be testing this. Is it not a little flat?
How do you mean flat?
I mean, just because you have a specific intention of what you want to do. Yeah, exactly.
Like yeah.
Just 1 minute.
Oh, right. I don't know. I suppose that's just the way my mind operates. I like testing things, and I like to have an inquiry that I'm sort of, you know, that I'm following through. But I think the game is very kind of open-ended, and anything could happen. So I don't think that there's absolutely no, there's no conclusion in my mind as to where this might go. It's creating a situation in a space where practically anything can happen. I'm hoping that I'll get some kind of interesting insight from doing that. And obviously that everybody will who's involved.
Aren't poker tables normally round?
See, it's just a trestle table.
Sorry?
It's just a trestle table.
It is indeed a trestle table.
But I just thought, I mean, I'm just thinking about, and I'm not being trite when I say that, I'm thinking about, like, the formality of the game and how you decide to construct it and actually allow, you know, because I know you have these little cards for artworks. What if the space of the game allows for the artwork to be put on the table?
That's
you know,
what I want
like
to
this
do.
To actually
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
That.
I mean, I'm thinking that there'll be the artworks that will be involved in the game will be displayed in some way.
And I wonder if some research into the history of the poker game itself can't help generate those new forms for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what I'm thinking. This is, as I say, just a little representation initial.
But then you can create a game instead of using the discipline of poker.
Well, I thought that the game may change. It may not even be poker. But it's a beginning, so...
Is Washington winking, or is this...
Washington is winking, yes. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, you found it interesting.
Yes, a break. Did you?